Listening test. Task 1. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people talk about the movies they enjoy. Read the statements below, then listen to the extracts and match each statement A to G to each speaker 1 to 5. There are 2 statements you do not need. You will hear the recording twice. Speaker 1.
I have always loved watching movies, but this new job hasn't left me with much time for leisure. I'm a great fan of Hollywood romantic comedies. Most of them are family films, and my teenage kids enjoy them as well. I love the light-hearted humor and fairy tale endings with the happily ever after theme. I also love movies screened at the international film festivals. I feel that they are a great insight into various cultures.
Speaker 2.
I think science fiction movies really rock. My friends and I eagerly wait for the next part of the movie and spend our pocket money on t-shirts and other products connected to these movies. We even have discussions about the plot and actors. The only other kinds of movies we thoroughly enjoy are the action fantasy films with magical creatures, fairies, wizards and witches. There is something exciting about watching them set out on adventurous journeys. Some of these movies are also based on our favorite books.
Speaker 3. I'm an Amitabh Bachchan fan and I enjoy all the movies that he's starred in. I used to enjoy his movies as a schoolgirl, and now that I'm in college, I can't help admiring his acting skills even more. His movies promise something different and have a great balance of drama, comedy and action. I also find movies on social issues, patriotism and lives of great people quite inspiring, and there's always an encouraging message in there somewhere. Speaker 4.
I'm 70 and my favorite recreation is watching the musicals from the 60s. Such movies take me back to my days of youth and I can't help smiling. My grandchildren are too young to understand the movies, but they dance around me to the foot tapping beats and sometimes even try and match the dance steps of the actors. When I am on my own, I prefer to watch political and biographical documentaries. They keep me engaged and I can share new information with my laughter club friends.
Speaker 5.
I enjoy Tamil movies in which the hero is one of my favorite actors and can fight 20 villains at a time. For me, a movie has to have songs and dances with bright costumes. I love it when such movies are shot in foreign locations because I feel transported to these foreign lands. After a hard day's work at the factory, such movies help me relax and forget my troubles. I also like watching Hollywood mystery movies on TV when they are dubbed in my mother tongue.
This is the assessment of speaking and listening skills for class 11, session 2016-17. Listening test. Task 1. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people talk about the movies they enjoy. Read the statements below, then listen to the extracts and match each statement A to G to each speaker 1 to 5. There are 2 statements you do not need. You will hear the recording twice. Speaker 1.
I have always loved watching movies, but this new job hasn't left me with much time for leisure. I'm a great fan of Hollywood romantic comedies. Most of them are family films, and my teenage kids enjoy them as well. I love the light-hearted humor and fairy tale endings with the happily ever after theme. I also love movies screened at the international film festivals. I feel that they are a great insight into various cultures.
Speaker 2.
I think science fiction movies really rock. My friends and I eagerly wait for the next part of the movie and spend our pocket money on t-shirts and other products connected to these movies. We even have discussions about the plot and actors. The only other kinds of movies we thoroughly enjoy are the action fantasy films with magical creatures, fairies, wizards and witches. There is something exciting about watching them set out on adventurous journeys. Some of these movies are also based on our favorite books.
Speaker 3. I am an Amitabh Bachchan fan and I enjoy all the movies that he starred in. I used to enjoy his movies as a schoolgirl, and now that I'm in college, I can't help admiring his acting skills even more. His movies promise something different and have a great balance of drama, comedy, and action. I also find movies on social issues, patriotism, and lives of great people quite inspiring. And there's always an encouraging message in there somewhere. Speaker 4.
I'm 70 and my favorite recreation is watching the musicals from the 60s. Such movies take me back to my days of youth and I can't help smiling. My grandchildren are too young to understand the movies, but they dance around me to the foot tapping beats and sometimes even try and match the dance steps of the actors. When I am on my own, I prefer to watch political and biographical documentaries. They keep me engaged and I can share new information with my laughter club friends.
Speaker 5.
I enjoy Tamil movies in which the hero is one of my favorite actors and can fight 20 villains at a time. For me, a movie has to have songs and dances with bright costumes. I love it when such movies are shot in foreign locations because I feel transported to these foreign lands. After a hard day's work at the factory, such movies help me relax and forget my troubles. I also like watching Hollywood mystery movies on TV when they are dubbed in my mother tongue.
You have 10 seconds to check your answers.
Task 2. You will hear an interview with Dr. Deepak Chopra, a famous career counselor, on the things to keep in mind while choosing a career. Read the sentences below, then listen to the conversation and choose A, B or C for each sentence. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning, doctor. So what, according to you, is a good age to think about a career?
Good morning. Well, I think there is no better time to begin thinking about careers than the early teen years. As teens enter high school, they will be faced with choices in which classes they take. The classes they take in high school affect the choices they have when applying for college, which affects which careers they can embark on.
Okay, that's news. And how do we encourage them?
I would suggest you ask these questions. First, asking "Who am I?" helps a teen explore their likes and dislikes. Secondly, "How do I want to live my life?" helps them determine lifestyle issues. For example, helping others may be more of a priority than financial success. Being free to travel may be more important than being rooted in an office. Thirdly, asking "What do I have to give?" helps a teen examine their unique set of skills and interests.
They sound like good questions, but what about exploring interests and aptitudes? How can they do that?
Comparing subjects a teen enjoys with those she doesn't can be a good guide to exploring career paths. In fact, students should delve deeper and study the various ingredients of subjects. For example, a teen may be bored by the dates or political aspects of history, but completely fascinated by the personalities behind those events, leading to careers from psychology to journalism.
What's the importance of skills?
It is very important while choosing a career to figure out what your skills are. There are a number of online tests you can take to take stock of your skills. If you do not like children, for instance, teaching and childcare are not good careers for you. If you are extremely good at mathematics, a career in the sciences or in finance could be an excellent choice.
Even after taking the skill test, some people are not realistic in their choices.
Coming to terms with what you want to do, with what you're prepared to do, is a major factor in weeding out inappropriate career choices. Parents should be realistic too by considering their children's interests and aptitudes before trying to push one career path over another. Some careers may seem attractive while in high school, but actually making a living as a painter or a writer is easier said than done. For such difficult careers, having a backup plan is a good idea.
After finding out their interest and identifying their skill set, what should the teens do then?
Once a teen begins to favor a career path, volunteering can give her a taste for that career while giving her valuable hands-on experience. Researching careers online and talking to people who work in that field can also help a young teen making the transition toward adulthood. School guidance teachers are also a valuable resource for exploring careers, as are career aptitude tests offered by high schools and colleges.
Task 2. You will hear an interview with Dr. Deepak Chopra, a famous career counselor, on the things to keep in mind while choosing a career. Read the sentences below, then listen to the conversation and choose A, B or C for each sentence. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning, doctor. So what, according to you, is a good age to think about a career?
Good morning. Well, I think there is no better time to begin thinking about careers than the early teen years. As teens enter high school, they will be faced with choices in which classes they take. The classes they take in high school affect the choices they have when applying for college, which affects which careers they can embark on.
Okay, that's news. And how do we encourage them?
I would suggest you ask these questions. First, asking "Who am I?" helps a teen explore their likes and dislikes. Secondly, "How do I want to live my life?" helps them determine lifestyle issues. For example, helping others may be more of a priority than financial success. Being free to travel may be more important than being rooted in an office. Thirdly, asking "What do I have to give?" helps a teen examine their unique set of skills and interests.
They sound like good questions. But what about exploring interests and aptitudes? How can they do that?
Comparing subjects a teen enjoys with those she doesn't can be a good guide to exploring career paths. In fact, students should delve deeper and study the various ingredients of subjects. For example, a teen may be bored by the dates or political aspects of history, but completely fascinated by the personalities behind those events, leading to careers from psychology to journalism.
What's the importance of skills?
It is very important while choosing a career to figure out what your skills are. There are a number of online tests you can take to take stock of your skills. If you do not like children, for instance, teaching and childcare are not good careers for you. If you are extremely good at mathematics, a career in the sciences or in finance could be an excellent choice.
Even after taking the skill test, some people are not realistic in their choices.
Coming to terms with what you want to do, with what you're prepared to do, is a major factor in weeding out inappropriate career choices. Parents should be realistic too by considering their children's interests and aptitudes before trying to push one career path over another. Some careers may seem attractive while in high school, but actually, making a living as a painter or a writer is easier said than done. For such difficult careers, having a backup plan is a good idea.
After finding out their interest and identifying their skill set, what should the teens do then?
Once a teen begins to favor a career path, volunteering can give her a taste for that career while giving her valuable hands-on experience. Researching careers online and talking to people who work in that field can also help a young teen making the transition toward adulthood. School guidance teachers are also a valuable resource for exploring careers, as are career aptitude tests offered by high schools and colleges.
You have 10 seconds to check your answers.
Task 3. You will hear a short speech by the first Iranian woman, private space explorer, on how the journey to space changed her worldview. Read the questions below, then listen to the extract and choose 4 of the options A to G which are correct. You will hear the recording twice. Hello all! My name is Anushay Ansari, and I feel great satisfaction and pride in being the first Iranian woman private space explorer and the first astronaut to visit space. I'm happy to be in India, and I would like to share my thoughts with you all. You see, I fell in love with the stars when I was a young girl growing up in the Iranian city of Mashhad, where I would sleep out in the open during summer, gaze at the stars, and imagine the mysterious worlds up there. I always felt the answers to some of our problems would be somewhere up there in space. My husband, I, and my brother-in-law sold our technology firm in a multi-million-dollar deal. This gave us $10 million to create the setup for my private space travel. I trained in Moscow for about a year before the launch in 2006, when I blasted off into space from the Russian spacecraft Soyuz. I don't have words to explain my sentiments. Perhaps I can compare it to the pilgrimages that people undertake to their respective places of worship. Up there from space, all I could see was a beautiful blue planet, home for each one of us. I did not see any borders or markers that differentiate people on the basis of race or color. It was the trip of my life. Seeing a big blue ball in the vast dark ocean of space changed me. It made me realize that we are all but a tiny part of something grand. I felt humbled by that experience. I hope my experience inspires everyone, especially young girls, to pursue their dreams and not give up. I believe that every woman can realize her dream if she nurtures it and grabs any opportunity that comes her way. All the best. Thank you. Task 3. You will hear a short speech by the first Iranian woman, private space explorer, on how the journey to space changed her worldview. Read the questions below, then listen to the extract and choose 4 of the options A to G which are correct. You will hear the recording twice. Hello all! My name is Anushay Ansari,
and I feel great satisfaction and pride in being the first Iranian woman private space explorer and the first astronaut to visit space. I'm happy to be in India and I would like to share my thoughts with you all. You see, I fell in love with the stars when I was a young girl growing up in the Iranian city of Mashhad, where I would sleep out in the open during summer, gaze at the stars, and imagine the mysterious worlds up there. I always felt the answers to some of our problems would be somewhere up there in space. My husband, I, and my brother-in-law sold our technology firm in a multi-million-dollar deal. This gave us $10 million to create the setup for my private space travel. I trained in Moscow for about a year before the launch in 2006 when I blasted off into space from the Russian spacecraft Soyuz. I don't have words to explain my sentiments. Perhaps I can compare it to the pilgrimages that people undertake to their respective places of worship. Up there from space, all I could see was a beautiful blue planet, home for each one of us. I did not see any borders or markers that differentiate people on the basis of race or color. It was the trip of my life. Seeing a big blue ball in the vast dark ocean of space changed me. It made me realize that we are all but a tiny part of something grand. I felt humbled by that experience. I hope my experience inspires everyone, especially young girls, to pursue their dreams and not give up. I believe that every woman can realize her dream if she nurtures it and grabs any opportunity that comes her way. All the best. Thank you.
You have 10 seconds to check your answers.
Task 4. You will listen to two students, a boy and girl, discuss the topic importance of discipline in life. Read the sentences below, then listen to the conversation and complete the sentences with one or two words only. You will hear the recording twice.
Hey, where are you off to? You seem to be in a hurry.
Yes, it's my study time. So I'm going to study.
Do you do everything by the clock?
I try to do everything according to my timetable. I have set time for every activity I do daily.
I make timetables, but I am never able to stick to them. I get distracted.
You surely need discipline in life. It is extremely important.
And what is that? You mean somebody needs to be at my head with a stick to make me follow rules? Is that the discipline which we need?
No, I was talking about self-discipline. Discipline helps one stay focused towards his work. Discipline helps get things done faster and in time. Though some things happen late due to other factors, still one with discipline gets them done faster. So this leads to peace of mind and keeps one happier.
Don't worry, I am happy as I am.
You may be happy, but discipline will help you earn respect. In studies, being disciplined helps you complete your exam preparation, homework in time, and helps you gain highest score. This wins you respect from your classmates.
You may be right. So what can one do to be disciplined?
Disciplined life includes regular habits like taking food, bathing, exercise, waking and sleeping at right time. Exercise and other regular habits will tune the body and mind so well that you will always remain healthy. Discipline is a way of positive outlook to life. there is an enthusiasm and self-confidence from within. So it keeps one active and not lazy instead.
All that is fine, but can it help me do better in studies?
Of course, discipline in education is very important. Education is incomplete without learning discipline. Classroom discipline helps students to listen to teachers. Also, while coming to school in time helps them awake early, bathe, and have their breakfast in time. Discipline in school helps students to stay healthy, which is good for growth of body and mind. In fact, school teaches us the discipline which helps us in our entire life.
Is that the reason why you seem to have more time?
That's true. A disciplined person has more time in a day than an undisciplined person because you save time by doing everything on time. You don't waste a single minute. So, more time means there is more chance to do extra work. We can overcome procrastination and laziness by being disciplined. Disciplined life always helps us in achieving our aims.
Okay, you get going now. Thank you so much for your advice. It has really made me realize the importance of a disciplined life. I will try to be more disciplined. I will also try my best to stick to the timetable I make for myself.
Task 4. You will listen to two students, a boy and girl, discuss the topic importance of discipline in life. Read the sentences below. Then listen to the conversation and complete the sentences with one or two words only. You will hear the recording twice.
Hey, where are you off to? You seem to be in a hurry.
Yes, it's my study time, so I'm going to study.
Do you do everything by the clock?
I try to do everything according to my timetable. I have set time for every activity I do daily.
I make timetables, but I am never able to stick to them. I get distracted.
You surely need discipline in life. It is extremely important.
And what is that? You mean somebody needs to be at my head with a stick to make me follow rules? Is that the discipline which we need?
No, I was talking about self-discipline. Discipline helps one stay focused towards his work. Discipline helps get things done faster and in time. Though some things happen late due to other factors, still, one with discipline gets them done faster. So this leads to peace of mind and keeps one happier.
Don't worry, I am happy as I am.
You may be happy, but discipline will help you earn respect. In studies, being disciplined helps you complete your exam preparation, homework in time, and helps you gain highest score. This wins you respect from your classmates.
You may be right. So what can one do to be disciplined?
Disciplined life includes regular habits like taking food, bathing, exercise, waking and sleeping at right time. Exercise and other regular habits will tune the body and mind so well that you will always remain healthy. Discipline is a way of positive outlook to life. There is an enthusiasm and self-confidence from within. So it keeps one active and not lazy instead.
All that is fine, but can it help me do better in studies?
Of course, discipline in education is very important. Education is incomplete without learning discipline. Classroom discipline helps students to listen to teachers. Also, while coming to school in time helps them awake early, bathe, and have their breakfast in time. Discipline in school helps students to stay healthy, which is good for growth of body and mind. In fact, school teaches us the discipline which helps us in our entire life.
Is that the reason why you seem to have more time?
That's true. A disciplined person has more time in a day than an undisciplined person because you save time by doing everything on time. You don't waste a single minute. So, more time means there is more chance to do extra work. we can overcome procrastination and laziness by being disciplined. Disciplined life always helps us in achieving our aims.
Okay, you get going now. Thank you so much for your advice. It has really made me realize the importance of a disciplined life. I will try to be more disciplined. I will also try my best to stick to the timetable I make for myself.